Good morning. Thank you for attending. This is the County of Oswego Industrial Development Agency public hearing for a project known as SG Ontario Sun PV LLC, located in the town of Sandy Creek. I'll start the meeting out by taking attendance. Again, this is Kevin LaMontagne. I'm the Chief Financial Officer of the County of Oswego Industrial Development Agency. We also on the phone today have Nancy Ridgway, who's the Town of Sandy Creek Supervisor. We have Paul McMenemy from Solar Generation, and also representing the developer SG Ontario Sun PV LLC. And we have Zachary Schroing, also from Solar Generation, representing SG Ontario Sun PV LLC. Is there anyone else on the line? So just the four of us. Okay. So next I will read the legal description of the project and then open the line up for questions, discussion, etc. SG Ontario Sun PV LLC, a New York limited liability company or an entity formed or to be formed by it or on its behalf, submitted an application to the agency requesting that the agency consider undertaking a project consisting of A1, the acquisition of a leasehold interest or subleasehold interest in all or a portion of an approximately 147.6-acre parcel of real property located at 8659 State Route 3 in the town of Sandy Creek, County of Oswego, State of New York. 2. A2, the construction on the land of an approximately 10-acre solar power electric generating photovoltaic system, including but not limited to solar panel modules, racking systems, transformers, wiring, and other electrical and mechanical components. And A3, the acquisition and installation in and around the facility and or for use in connection with the project of various machinery, equipment, furnishings, and other items of tangible personal property. B. The granting of certain financial assistance in the form of exemptions from real property taxes and state and local sales and use tax. And C, the lease or sublease of the land and the facility by the company and or the owner of the land to the agency pursuant to a lease agreement, the acquisition by the agency of an interest in the equipment pursuant to a bill of sale from the company, and the sublease of the project facility back to the company and or to the owner of the land pursuant to a sublease agreement. The company will be the initial operator of the project facility. So that concludes the project description. At this point, I'll open it up to any questions or comments. And maybe I could ask that either Zach or Paul give a brief just overview of the project and where you are in the process to start that out, and then maybe some questions and comments.
Yeah, sure. I own the land underneath the property of the project as well. So that's just to make sure that's in the record. We are building a slightly less than 3 megawatt AC system, and it's a community solar project whereby anybody can participate in production from the solar system through their own billing account with National Grid. And so that's exciting for anybody in the Creek or anywhere in Oswego, actually. In fact, anywhere within National Grid's territory, to be honest with you, can participate in this project. And once we get it built, which we do anticipate to finish the construction probably next summer, then we'll be out looking for subscribers for the community solar program. We have received a lot of nice meetings with the planning board, and we've gone through the process. We're going to have a public hearing with the planning board on November the 4th. That's going to be the next step in terms of getting a permit. And if that goes well, then the intent is to build, as I say, and complete the construction, which we'll do ourselves at Solar Generation, next late spring, summer, after the winter. There is to be no clearing, any significant clearing of trees. It's a nice, beautiful, open area for this type of project. I think we're clearing less than, you know, a few trees, less than an acre, 0.6 of an acre, 0.4 of an acre, I don't remember exactly. And that's where we stand. We're based in Kingston, New York, and we do these small-scale community solar projects across the state.
Great. Thanks, Paul.
You're welcome.
Now, with that overview of the project, are there any questions or comments? And Nancy, I'll ask you specifically if you have any. Have you heard
No.
concerns from the residents?
No.
Great. Okay. I will inform Nancy and also the Paul and Zach that since you're, and I think I've informed Zach at least through email, since the IDA can't take this up for approval of the pilot until the town has found a negative declaration on the seeker, which is basically the completion of the planning board process.
Right.
And it sounds like
yes.
It's likely that'll complete on the 4th.
That's certain. My understanding, correct.
Yeah, nothing certain in these processes, but that seems to be the understanding.
Nothing certain at all, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So if that happens, then what we'll do is we'll get you on the agenda for the kind of approving resolutions for the pilot and the sales tax exemption at our November meeting, which will probably be later in November. We'll have to schedule, you know, with Thanksgiving in mind, but we have a monthly meeting. So certainly we'll have a meeting in November, and it will be after the 4th. So we'll be able to get the approving resolutions done at that time. So that's the plan.
Okay, that sounds like a plan to me. Great. Good.
Okay. Very good.
You.
Any other comments or questions? No one else has joined.
No, I'd just like to say for the record, you've been incredibly helpful. This, you know, these projects do need some assistance to get them off the ground, and it's been a delight to deal with Oswego. The other counties, they're not quite as organized. so it's been
thank
a pleasure
you.
To deal with you guys. Thank you.
That's what we're here for. So.
But probably shouldn't have said that, but anyway, that's what I said. Anyway, but again, thank you for your time this morning. Much obliged.
Thank you. Absolutely. If there are no other comments or questions, I'll move to close the meeting. So hearing none, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you, Nancy.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Talk please to you guys.
Bye, guys.
Please give Mr. Treadwell my regards.
I sure will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be happy
bye-bye.
To hear that. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.